Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Back with another lesson today from my conversation with David C. Baker, author of The Business of Expertise. Check out the full conversation over at forecast.fm/Baker. One of the ideas that's really hit home with me from David's book, and it's something that I try my best to really communicate to clients as much as possible, is that as an expert, you want to differentiate between strategy and implementation. Because the value that you bring to the table as an expert is in strategy. It's in the ideas. It's in what we talked about before in terms of pattern matching. It's in helping clients discover the best course of action based on the problem that they're facing and the circumstances that they're facing. That's where you earn your check, is by pointing them in the right direction and helping them come up with a strategy that makes sense. Where you don't earn your money is in the implementation. You don't earn your money in helping clients do the thing that you told them to do. And that's a key distinction, because a lot of people either sell implementation without selling strategy, or they bundle them together, and both are mistakes. Let's break that down. So selling implementation without selling strategy, that's to say, I'm going to help you solve this problem. I'm going to actually implement a solution for you. Why is that a mistake? Well, because either you're going to bypass strategy and then just go straight to implementation. And that's a terrible mistake, because you don't actually know what the right approach is until you go through a strategy exercise. So jumping to implementation is an obvious mistake that I'm sure none of you make. But the second reason that could be a mistake is, even if you do the strategy work up front to get to the implementation stage, by selling the implementation, you're positioning yourself as the hands and not the brains. You're positioning yourself as the professional or the firm that can help them do the thing and not figure out what the right thing is to do. And that's a key distinction, because clients will pay more to help you help them figure out what to do than they'll pay for you to actually do the thing. And if you think about this on an hourly basis, which I don't typically recommend, but for argument's sake, think about it on an hourly basis. Think about how much time it takes you to implement a solution, and think about what your effective hourly rate would be on that implementation. And then think about how much time it takes you to develop a strategy to help clients discover the best solution for them. And think about what your effective hourly rate would be on that strategy piece. I can guarantee you, if you're well-positioned, and if you're not, that's a separate problem. But if you're well-positioned, I can guarantee you that you earn far more money on the strategy work than you do on the implementation work, for the simple reason that clients come to you because you're the expert, not because they need an extra pair of hands. And that's a key distinction here. If clients are coming to you because you're the expert, then you are much better off selling strategy and not implementation. But if clients come to you because they need an extra pair of hands to do the work, that's a big problem. That means you're not positioned as an expert, and you're not earning what you could be earning. Now, all of this is to say that you need to unbundle strategy and implementation, and you need to begin with strategy. Because to position yourself as a true expert, you start with strategy, because that's what experts do. And then, if you want to then deliver on the implementation, which a lot of times makes good sense, that if you develop the strategy, you might as well lead the implementation, because no one understands a strategy better than you do. So to hand over a strategy to somebody on their internal team or to some other external provider, it's probably a giant mistake, because they're going to drop the ball. They're not going to see things the way that you see things. So you can still do the implementation, but that's a separate engagement. That's a separate deliverable. That's a separate process. And that's not where you begin. You begin with strategy, because that's what people want from an expert. They want a strategy. And then once you have the strategy, then you can deliver it. Then you can implement it. But it's a separate process with a separate fee structure. And ideally, you're not doing the implementation. You've got other people on your team or other service providers that you supervise that do the implementation. But the point is, experts do not sell implementation, and they definitely don't sell implementation first. They sell strategy first, and then if and when it makes sense, they sell implementation second. Again, check out my full conversation with David C. Baker over at forecast.fm/Baker. Enjoy. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.